I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason Nikolapowski from News 4 in Buffalo. With the trade for Jimmy Vesey, what is it that you like about Jimmy and what he can bring to the Sabres?
Well, we like his size, his speed to get up and down the ice. And I think his game himself, more of a two-way game over the last couple of years, utilized on that penalty kill last year. But I think the thing that stands out for us is his ability to score at even strength. I think he's had 16 even strength goals in each of the last two seasons and has an ability to get to the front of the net, an area that we're trying to improve on for the upcoming season.
Jason Lampley, South from the Buffalo News. What sort of role do you envision Jimmy filling? Is he a top six guy for you at this point?
We view him as a top nine forward. And what we like with the trade is it just gives Ralphs more options. We're excited about some of our young wingers that we have in the organization, some of them that you guys saw over the last week or so here at our development camp. I think the fact that a player such as Connor Sheary can play both wings, a player such as Alex Nylander has played both wings, here's just another player in Jimmy that comes into our organization, can help us with even strength scoring, and just give us different options throughout the lineup.
Jason Mapove.
Jason, Mike Herring.
How did day one go? Did this go about how you thought it would, first day of free agency?
Sorry, would you mind just repeating your question?
Yeah, so how did today go? I know there's tons of rumors. You guys have the talking period now. Did it kind of go as you expected, and were you able to make the moves that you were hoping to make?
Well, I think it's an interesting period. You go through a lot during the entire week, and we were certainly aggressive in free agency and trying to talk to certain players out there. Had a lot of good conversations. Utilized Ralph with a lot of different players. We did key in on a couple of forwards that we felt would be good additions to our group. There wasn't a fit there, so we turned our attention more to the trade market, and we're certainly very excited to bring Jimmy in now.
Jason, Mike Harrington from the News here. How much did the conversation with Jimmy, if at all, revolve back in 2016 when he was here as the rights held him and he didn't choose here? Did you have to make sure that he was okay with the idea of coming here before you consummated this deal?
With him being a property of the New York Rangers, I did not reach out to him or have that communication with him. It was just, from our standpoint, a lot has changed, I think, in the last few years since he's gone out. We're a different organization. We just looked at it as a player that fit a need for us right now. And we felt the acquisition price was right. We felt that he brought a different dynamic compared to some of our other wingers. So that's why stepped up and made the trade.
Well, clearly, I understand that. I mean, it was a different GM, obviously. I get that. But did the past history give you any pause about it at all?
No. To be honest, no. I think from what I know about the process, I was actually involved with the VC process with Pittsburgh. I sat down and talked to him and his family with that. I think there's a lot going on at that stage in his life. There was a lot of great options out there, and he took steps as a player. What we're looking at right now is more of a fit for our team. We felt he would be a fit for our team, so that's why we made the move.
Hey, Jason. John Vogel with The Athletic. Obviously, Curtis Lazar has a reputation. He was a first-round pick. What is it that gives you confidence that he can really fit in this organization?
Well, Randy Hanch is one of our amateur scouts. He worked in the Edmonton WHL organization for numerous years, spoke very highly of Curtis from a character standpoint. And just watching Curtis play, he's a strong kid, plays with a lot of pace, And if you do look at our acquisitions here today, all of them, that's one of their strengths that they have, is they play with pace. You look at JSD, you look at Lazar, obviously bring Jim and BC in, Gilmore, all these players can skate very well and play with pace. It's something that we're trying to accomplish here.
Jason, it's Phil Hoppe with the Times Herald. How important was it to get a third goalie with NHL experience like Andrew Hammond has?
Well, we talked about it at the draft. It was, this is going into the talking period. This was something that we really wanted to focus in on and make sure we covered ourselves there. Andrew, you look at his past, the success in the American Hockey League, but it, whenever he's gone up the National Hockey League, has also had success. And it just, I think, allowed us to give us more strength throughout our organization in case we do run into injuries, and just gave us more depth. We're very, obviously very excited about our young goaltending and both Lukanen and Jonas, but both of them have had injury issues. And so we felt we didn't want to make sure, we wanted to make sure that they weren't the ones in position where we had to push them into action, especially push them into the NHL games. And Andrew certainly gives us a depth to that position, and very happy to have him part of our organization.
Jason, Nick from WIVB. Going back to Curtis real quick, where do you feel like he could fit in with the Sabres?
Well, I think that's what we try to do with all these signings here today, is that have a lot of training camp that has a lot of competition and pushing a lot of different, having a lot of competition in each position. And what we like about Curtis is something that we talked a bit about with some of the other players, his ability to play both center and wing. He has that versatility there, and his ability to PK, his ability to, push the pace. And then you look at his track record. He hasn't done it as a pro, but as a junior, certainly was known as a scorer too. So, we're looking for him to come in and challenge for a roster spot.
Jason, it's
John Warrell with the Associated Press. What do you make of after a couple of years where things were trending, where free agency wasn't a big spending market, what do you make of some of the deals that were signed, agreed to today? And did you keep that in mind when it came to your Jeff Skinner negotiations?
Well, I think, look, there's always going to be need for talent up there and for skill. And, there was a lot of talk about this free agent market. I thought, I have been on record of me making the comment that I thought there's certainly some high-end skill. I didn't know if there was a lot of quantity with this group. And we talked a lot about it in our negotiations with Jeff of, hey, what is the replacement value? How difficult it would be to replace him. So, it's not surprising some of the contracts that have been handed out. It's interesting to see how some people, get upset with it. At the end of the day, we're in a cap world. There's a certain amount of money that is spent to the players, and seems to beat up the way they would like it to.
Place from Channel 2 in Buffalo. Just wondering how many calls, if any, have you fielded with teams interested in inquiring about Rasmus Ristolainen's possible availability?
Look, we're always having trade discussions and discussions on improving our team. So, that's certainly happened over the last couple of weeks. It's going to probably continue to happen throughout the summer. So, I know a lot of times there's always a big push on July 1. You get to the question, well, are they done? Well, we're 2 hours into the start of free agency. There's still good players available in free agency that we'll continue to evaluate, and we'll continue to have discussions with teams to see if there's ways to improve our team. Because as much as there's a big push for July 1 at noon, there's still a long time until we play our first game to start the season off.
Jason, John Scott from Spectrum News in Buffalo. In that same line, do you anticipate making a move to seriously address the top six?
Look, we've always talked about bringing in more skill, especially to help our forward group, and that's why we felt it was important to make the deal for VC today. And, I think there's always a different sort of combination of a top six, bottom six. Right now, we certainly believe Jimmy can add to our group in the top nine. We're also excited about some of our young wingers being able to add to our group in the top nine. And in talking to Ralph, like what our group is and what we're trying to eventually create here is having more balanced scoring throughout our four lines here. And that's still something that we'll continue to look at and to see if we can continue to add to that group.
Jason Lanzasowski from the Buffalo News. Have you guys ruled out bringing back Jason Palmerville, or is he still an option for you guys?
No, look, there is the utmost respect from our organization and from me personally about Jason Palmerville. And I did speak with Jason this past week. He's been obviously working out in our facility this spring. Him and his family have gone back to Montreal for the summer. But I did speak with him, and how I just said it to him was, if it ever came to a situation where there wasn't room, we'd certainly follow up with him. And the same token, I just asked for respect if he was going to move on to a different organization, just to give me a heads up. So we've kept that dialogue going on. And like I said, I have the utmost respect for Jason and always had good communication with him, and I will hopefully continue that through this process.
Hey, Jason, it's Bill Hoppe again. What can you tell us about John Gilmore? What intrigues you about him? I mean, obviously he had a terrific season last year in Hartford.
No, he's had an amazing, really took a step this past year in the American Hockey League. And there is a familiarity with him. Steve Greeley, our assistant general manager, was part of the group that that brought him to New York as a college free agent. What we like a lot about his game is certainly the threat with his big shot, but just his ability to skate, his ability to get up with the play, how we want to play defense, closing out guys, making sure they don't have a lot of space out there. So just that ability to skate, the ability to create offense with a shot, and just his compete level was drawn to us, and very glad that he joined us here in Buffalo.
Jason, Mike Harrington here. I think you correctly identified the market for free agents here when you said this year there wasn't a lot of quantity, even with the high-end skill. It seems like this team has to be built right now through the draft, through trades. How much of a recruiting issue is it right now until you become more of a playoff contender to get involved with top free agents?
Well, I think there's always, you're always sort of looking for some sort of edge. You're looking for some sort of relationship. And some of the people that I think we were talking to, there was, whether it's somebody in our organization or a close friend on the team or a relationship with their coach, you're always trying to find some sort of angle there. And look, we felt that we were close on some of the discussions with it. But we also, as much as we want players to be a part of it and help us for their immediate needs, there has to be a balance here, and there has to be a situation where we're not making signings that is going to be detrimental to us in the future. And that's always a balance, and sometimes it's a difficult balance, and one that you have to make some difficult decisions there. And that's where, why we continue to have dialogue with free agents, but also wanted to keep our dialogue going with different teams from a trade perspective, because we want to have had both those options.
Hey, Jason, John Vogel.
Go ahead, John.
Hi. Qualifying offers are obviously just the first step for RFAs. Do you envision any difficulty in any negotiations? Have you started with any of your RFAs yet?
We've had some brief negotiations from an RFA standpoint, but I'll be honest with you, most of that happens after July 1. Both the agents and teams are so focused on the draft and then the unrestricted free agents. Over the next couple days and then leading into the next couple weeks, that's when I think more of the conversations will go here for our restricted free agents.
Jason, it's John Warrell once again. How do you see the trade market shaping out, and how after what's gone on, and how do you see it developing? Maybe similar to last year, or how do you see this whole thing shaking out at this point?
I think it's always tough to predict, John. I do think there, and the difficult part of it is just the unknown with the high-end restricted free agent market this year. What are the numbers eventually going to be? How is that going to dictate things here? And as we've talked about before, in the cap world, there's only so much you can give to players. So, we still think that having cap space is something of an asset to our organization here right now, and we'll continue to have conversations with different teams to see how that plays out. But to say I know exactly when it's going to sort of heat up is a difficult thing to project. I never would have guessed that we would have picked up a player like Jeff Skinner in the middle of summer last year. But I think it's important that we stay in those dialogues throughout the league to see whenever that might materialize, whether it's later on this week, in a couple weeks, or more in the start of September.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.